All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Sandy Williams is still here. It's always great to have him. Let's go right to the phone lines. Who do we have on the line?
Tom from Cedarburg's giving you a call, Earl.
Hey, Tom. How you doing, man? From Cedarburg. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Well, I don't know if you've heard this before, but I'd heard that on January 1st of 2020 that some new rules had gone into effect that were put in by the Trump administration concerning trucking. And the rules had tightened up on health and safety things for the truck drivers. And it was for, like, diabetes, sleep apnea, and other things. And the day they did that, about 90,000 truck drivers lost their jobs because they could not meet the new standards. And so that was an emergency situation that was put in by the last administration. And yet you hear all this talk about lack of truck drivers. Well, it's because of the rules that the Trump administration had put in January 1st, 2020, right before COVID hit. And I was wondering if you'd heard that. And if not, if you could look into it. And if so, that's true, talk about that more.
Well, so let me say this, and then Sandy can respond. I don't want people with sleep apnea driving trucks. I mean, it just doesn't make sense. You know, that's the last person you want driving what's equivalent to a tank. You know, there should be regulations on things, and I'm not opposed to regulations on things. Do you think that there's, you know, it's a good idea for people who have, you know, sleep apnea to be driving trucks?
They do not provide national health care, so a lot of these truck drivers don't have health care. And if they did, they could have the situations helped or remedied. But because the robber barons, I mean, the God-fearing Republicans are so cheap, they will not help these people or many other working people.
So hang on. Let's let Sandy respond.
Well, no, Tom, I think there's three. You know, we've conflated a lot of problems here. I mean, if truck drivers aren't healthy enough to drive safely on the highway, and I don't know what these regulations are exactly, but if they are, in fact, safety regulations promulgated by the Department of Transportation, you know, I'm not necessarily one to argue with them, because safety is first and foremost the responsibility of government, and businesses will try to be as unsafe, I suppose, as they're allowed to be with respect to the efficiency of their operation. Trucking in particular is an unusual industry, because there are lots of personally self-owned trucks, there's lots of independent truckers, there's lots of big trucking organizations, and I think the world is, the American public has long thought that the trucking industry was maybe under-regulated for safety. But on the other hand, if the problems these truckers have are matters of health that could be handled by a much better public health program, and we have that problem across the board. It isn't just truckers. We have lots of people who can't work because of health issues that would, if solved, would allow them to work. Or if we had a health system that was much more driven by wellness than it was by medicine. You know, our current health system is driven by finding the right pill to solve, what, obesity, diabetes, all kinds of things that might be correctable by a lifestyle which wouldn't get you to that problem in the first place. And we aren't doing anything to steer people's lifestyle. So there's just a whole lot of issues there. I'm not willing to jump on board critiquing that particular issue because, quite frankly, proper government regulation will make some things more expensive and more difficult. And that's been the problem with what's happened to what the federal government has done in the way of meeting its obligation to provide the right kind of regulation. So we have markets that actually work. We need safety in our markets. We need to make sure we don't have monopolies in our markets. We need to make sure that food is properly tested. We need to make sure that drugs are properly tested and provided to the public. We need to make sure that drugs are not overly expensive, that they're adequately regulated as far as price is concerned. All of these regulations have fallen down because of the extent to which the businesses and moneyed interests have taken control of government and its regulatory apparatus. So I'm not going to be the first one to jump on board critiquing the government's regulation as getting in the way of what would otherwise be the free flow of commerce, because It's been a lack of regulation that I think is destroying the American economy, and it's helped to destroy the welfare of the American people, because and actually, if I were a business person out there today, I would be striving to have more adequate regulation, much the way the EU is providing a great deal of regulation to commerce in Europe. I had someone who was trimming trees in my yard, and they were wearing a safety helmet. And they said they wore a safety helmet that was approved in the EU because it was much safer. The EU standards were much more stringent than the safety helmets for lumbering and timbering in the United States. Doesn't that tell you something?
Hey, my friend, thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it.
Sure.
You know, Sandy, regulations. I remember when I first started working at A.O. Smith, they used to call it the butcher shop. And guys would walk around, the older guys, fingers chopped off, arms chopped off. And you'd see these guys. It was called a butcher shop because there weren't regulations. OSHA was not there prior to.
Well, you know, the movement towards regulation in the workplace was, in fact, sort of an FDR movement. And before FDR, it was an early progressive movement, because in the beginning of the Industrial Revolution, these assembly lines, as they started with the, were just plenty of opportunities for people to lose fingers, arms, legs.
Right.
Get their arms caught in the spinning apparatus of a textile mill and get actually killed.
Yeah, that's
instantaneously. Get the sleeve of their shirt caught in it and sucked right in. I mean, it was dangerous to work in a factory for many, many years.
So there were guys, you know, older guys when I came in who couldn't hear. There were no safety earplugs and regulations for that.
Right.
Safety glasses and all of those things, hard toe shoes and all of those things. People before, you know, my generation came in, guys had their toes chopped off. Everything that you can possibly think of, they were being poisoned by all the different chemicals that, you know, came into existence.
Sure. In fact, if you look at the industry, the regulatory bodies of the U.S. government today, the ones that seem to be most vilified by industry are like the EPA. The EPA gets in the way of what they want, and OSHA. Oh, you know, OSHA comes in with these investigations that are all aimed at trying to figure out what caused the safety problem in the factory, and that's why governments need to be more immune from the businesses that they regulate, because clearly every regulation of a business is in some respects inconvenient, okay? And inconvenience can be expensive. And so what we need to do is we need to have good, sound regulation. Not, we don't need to be over-regulated, but we need to make sure that we're adequately regulated.
You know, Sandy, and business certainly is critically important to the society. But aren't human beings, I mean, aren't we a part of the society? And should businesses be allowed, you know, to endanger the employees? That's the way it used to be. And that's the whole purpose and the reason for OSHA and all of those things coming into existence.
Exactly. So, you know, I've talked about it before, but I think a problem in the American political and social socio-political environment right now is this loss of adequate regulation by the government, reasonable and adequate regulation, because of the extent to which, and it gets back to money and politics, the extent to which businesses have been able to take control of the government processes to the point that, you know, we no longer trust it. Half of what the regulation is for is to trust it. The SEC regulates the security industry of the United States and it is trusted. And the fact that it is trusted is what puts lots of wealth in the American pocket, because having securities and a securities industry that's trusted is unique and important.
We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.